Welcome back. I know you may have found this exercise of developing a plan for the upcoming months challenging, whether you're focused on only the next 6 months or perhaps 16 or more. But I suspect you learned something from the process. If there were expense items that you felt you did not understand sufficiently, those are the ones to go back and investigate further, especially to the extent they are material. Now, I'd like to talk about a long-term plan and how it differs from your annual financial plan. The primary difference is one of perspective. Developing a long-term plan simply requires a longer-term perspective. It's relatively easy to think about what might happen over the next 6 to 12 months, but one needs to think more broadly when thinking about the next 3 to 5 years. It is also likely to need much more collaboration from your team and to be more aspirational. There's only so much you can do to influence results for the next month, but think about how much more you can do to influence results over the next 3 to 5 years. While the annual financial plans should have goals that are a stretch, the long-term plan can be much more aspirational as one has time to fill in the blanks of exactly how they are going to get there along the way. That's not to say that one should just put down that they want to double or triple the size of their business with no idea how to accomplish that goal, but it does mean that you can have a basic strategy in hand without 100% of the details filled in yet. Now, developing a 3 to 5 year plan will take longer than developing a plan for the upcoming year, but I encourage you to put some time on your calendar now to do just that. Over the course of the next 30 days, plan to work with your management team. I like to work in blocks of time of a few hours to about half a day. I think it tends to keep people fresh and engaged. I also like to leave perhaps a few days to a week between sessions. That gives one time to both research questions that need answers and just let topics percolate in the mind. It's always amazing to me how often an idea comes to mind when I'm not actively thinking about it, but it just jumps out of the subconscious. Finally, as you think about your long-term goals, it's important to focus on a few major ideas or themes. As we conclude this segment, please watch the video titled Focus below the audio portion of this module, and then listen to one more audio titled More About Business Models. This last piece is a follow-up to the business model definition presented in the first module and should help stimulate your thinking with respect to the different ways you can deliver value to your customers over the next 3 to 5 years.